Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Tom and Shane, another podcast. We do these every Tuesday and Thursday at this time, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So we hope you'll become a regular joiner of us, and hope you're here on a regular basis. And today we've got to talk about, the Build Back Better bill. It's been in the news. I don't know. It's a mess. The Build Back Better deal, but we wanted to talk about it a little bit today. So, hey, if you're just joining us, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment, let us know what you think of these podcasts, if you'd like for us to continue them, and what topics you'd like for us to talk about. We would appreciate that very much. We do these on StreamYard, so if you want to make your own podcast, we recommend StreamYard highly. It's easy to use, and it's fun. So there's a description in the links below in YouTube. And also, if you'd like to support the show monetarily, we would love that. There's a link to our Patreon site in the description below on YouTube as well. So let's jump in. Is the Build Back Better deal dead? Well, I don't know. I wonder, what does Joe Manchin know that no one else knows? I'm just curious. Is there something that he knows that no one else does? He seems to be the lone holdout of this. And I think there's more to this than just a bill in Congress. There seems to be an awful lot of discussion over this. Can we afford this? Can there taxes all over the place? There, Joe Biden claims it's going to pay for itself, but boy, I have a hard time. I have a hard time believing that. But in case you're not familiar with the bill, let's go over a couple of things the bill has in it. One thing is $80 billion in IRS funding to audit and harass taxpayers. They're talking about hiring 87,000 agents, IRS agents, rather, to audit you and take care of you. And the $600 bank accounts and all of that stuff is in the Build Back Better plan. I'm not sure what that has and roads or repairs and stuff like that. But they feel that if they go after more tax cheats, this will offset some of the cost of the bill. We already know that the top 1% pay about 90% of the taxes. The top 5% pay about 40% of the taxes. So I'm not sure how much they think they're going to get out of that that little group of rich people. We saw in the news the other day, the Wall Street Journal had an article. Elon Musk, who's worth $250 billion, is going to get hit with an $11 billion tax bill this morning. So, wow, that's a lot. So, Rick joins us. Howdy, Rick. How you doing? Glad to have you along with us. Thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate that very much. And well, some other things that are in this bill that might drive you crazy. There are tax increases for working families. Whether you like it or not, there are going to be taxes that are put on businesses. We're going to have a bigger corporate tax. And that's, as we all know, corporations don't pay taxes. They collect taxes. So they are going to pass those taxes on to you. No problem with doing that at all. No sweat at all to do that. So we appreciate that. Rick, Miss Montana? I don't know. I don't think that's me, but you miss Montana. Maybe that's it. We miss you up here too as well, if that's what you're talking about there. So the next one, of course, we've got to be aware of is the highest income tax rates in the developed world. That's where we're going. We're taking back the tax cuts Trump gave you, and you're going to be paying more in taxes as we go along. So highest tax rates in the developed world will be what you'll be looking at in the future. Now, the other thing they're going to do, and this is really going to be fun for you. We're going to have price controls and taxes on American medicines. And what that means is that if the government's going to decide what to charge for various medications, and if the company doesn't comply with that, they're going to be hit with a 95% excise tax until they do. So this is going to stifle innovation. It's going to stifle research and development, because you know, that's the biggest cost to these pharmaceuticals, to get this thing to trial, get it done, get it to you. And anything that gets in the way of doing that, we're talking about not just medicines. We're talking about, can we build a better MRI machine or a better CAT scan, or you know, better delivery equipment for various ailments that we all have. So yeah, there's a lot there's a lot in this bill that isn't great. You know, it isn't great. So we're hoping that you know, that this bill will die a natural death here, because it's not a good thing. The other thing, and this will really chap you. We're going to have tax giveaways to left wing groups, and what do we mean by that exactly? What left wing groups are going to get all these breaks? Well, one of them is the bill will create a tax credit for electric vehicles. However, in order to receive the $12,500 credit for the car that you buy, the company must be unionized. So that means that some vehicle companies in right-to-work states like Kentucky and Tennessee and places like that, you're not going to get that credit. So you got that to look forward to. There's also an additional tax deduction for up to $250 to subsidize dues to labor organizations. So we're going to pay your dues for you if you're in a labor union. And we're not. We're going to go ahead and pay the dues for you. Most unions obviously spend most of their money supporting progressive tax bills, and of course that's to my way of thinking, voting against yourself. So now, in addition to the $12,500 for electric vehicles, the bill also includes a credit for electric bicycles that can be claimed each year. And the plan includes multi-million dollar grants and credits for the promotion of environmental justice, energy efficient fixtures like windows and doors, and if you have a green workforce. Now, this is the one that really, really gets me, man. They're going to give a subsidy up to $12,500 to reporters who are employed by local newspapers with 1,500 employees or more. Now, the government is now going to pay a reporter to report. You know, that's where we find ourselves. That's where we find ourselves today. So. Man, that's, I don't know, this whole bill here is just so much crap. I can't even believe it. So, yeah, it's time to unite the Republican Party for the midterm. Absolutely. Rick has that down cold, and we appreciate, you being here, Rick, and, Reagan Trump Conservative Party. They're absent, Rick. As much as I hate to say that, they are not here. So I don't know. So where's your sidekick Shane? I'm not sure where Shane is. He didn't show up, so he may be having connection problems up there in Canada. But hopefully he'll be here Thursday. So we hope that he will return and get this done. So, yes, again, as I said at the beginning, I think this is more than just a bill in Congress. It seems that this is another test of how far can we push the American people? How much can we shove down their throats before they say no more, no thank you? We've had lockouts, we've had mandates, we've had all these other things that have been going on. And, you know, it's time. People are sick of it. People are tired of it. And I don't know why these guys don't get the message. This bill is obviously not paid for, and that's the reason Manchin is the lone Democrat. Why there is one lone Democrat holding this thing up? There should be 10 or 15 or 20 Democrats that are saying, hey, this is a monster. It's not paid for. As much as you want to tell us that it is paid for, it's not. It's not paid for. And, you know, it's going to increase problems for everybody. The middle class, due to inflation, is already getting hit with $3,500 more per year under this inflation that we've got going on now. So it seems like put this bill, trace this bill, get on inflation, get on the supply chain. Let's get people back to work. We've got people that are, you know, just they're not working. So let's get people back on the job and, you know, all of that. So I don't know. Tom, you can help unite the Republican Party. Well, we're trying to, that's for sure. We, you know, I can't believe when you look at this that, wow, man, I don't know. So solo show today. Well, I haven't seen you, pal. So I don't know where you are. So I sent you an invite earlier today. Sent you an invite this morning. So check out your email, because I sent it to you around 8:30 this morning. So all right, well, that's probably gonna wrap it up for us today. So we appreciate you guys being with us. Hey, don't forget, subscribe, ring the notification bell. You'll never not be notified. You'll always be notified when we're here. Ring that notification bell and like us. Leave a comment. Let us know the kinds of things that you want to hear on this channel, and we'll be happy to provide those for you. So it's been a fun time. So all right. Thanks so much for being with us, and we will see you on Thursday.